today's shiur of Mishneh Brura Yomi. We are starting live from the Yerushalayim Hills of Mevaseret, the next cycle of MBA Yomi. First, a big mazel tov to Johnny Weinstein and Gabe Addis, who started with me, I think six, seven years ago. And they have been Messiahim, and they're starting again in Meretz Hashem. And hopefully everyone here will have that fortitude to keep it alive. You can, after you finish your stint of Shanabet in the Vaseret, you can continue on, Dirshu, wherever you are, continue getting cash both in Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. Here we go. Din Hashkamas HaBoker. So we start now with the first siman, which is a very interesting siman. It's probably a siman that does not have that much actual halacha l'maisa, believe it or not. Because this siman, which is the siman is the chapter, which is the halachas of getting up early in the morning, really, as we're going to see, the Ramah and the Mishneh Brura, they take the opportunity to introduce fundamentals of Torah belief and observance, which is probably the most important thing, because keeping halacha, the idea is, it's Avodas Hashem, getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see that this is going to actually be this siman is really like an introduction to all of halacha, all of Yiddishkeit. We will also see coming up, especially tomorrow and the next day, there will be certain halachas brought down that are not really core halacha lemaisa for all of us, but really what an ideal individual reaching for the heights might aspire to at a later time in life. And we'll see that tomorrow and the next day. And then we come back to many very practical halachas, as the rest of the Shulchan Aruch, as you all know, Aruch Chaim is the most practical of all the halachas of Shulchan Aruch, as it is the halachas of daily living. So we begin. Din Hashkamas HaBoker. Yiskaber Kari La'amod BaBoker La'avodos Boro. A person should strengthen himself like a lion and get up in the morning, arise in the morning. He has to push it, push himself out of bed. Every day is a push it to you. You have to go ahead and strengthen yourself like a lion. Arise in the morning. Shiyehu ma'orer hashachar. Ideally, a person should be the one that he is awakening the morning as opposed to the morning awakening him. We'll just continue a line into the Ramah, and then we'll get to the Mishneh Brura. Hagah, Hagah always means the Ramah. The Alkol Panim. Lo ye'acher zman ha'tfila sha'atzibur mispa'alin. So the Ramah gets much more practical with us. Okay, the Ashkenazim, like us, much more practical, although there are many Ashkenazim as well, that Davin Vasikin and Mitzvah Shem down the line, it's something that you should do. You should be Ma'orah de Shachar. But he says, minimally, the Ramah says, you should not be getting up and you should not be passing the Zman that the Tzibur, where you're living, is davening. So, for example, you're davening in the Shchuna of Mevaseret. So probably the latest minyan in your area of Mevaseret is probably 10 to 8. So you should not really be davening later than that. Even if Zman Tfila is later than that, you should not be davening later than that. He says, that's what he says, a person should not sleep late, okay, and allow the time that the Tzibur is davening to pass. That's what he means. So that's really, okay, in terms of Halacha L'maisa, that is something, again, you still do daven up until Zman Tfila, which we'll see later on when Zman Tfila is, but this is the minimal of what a person should be doing, and you should not be, even on a day when you can't get to Minyan, you're not talking about getting to Minyan here, of course you should get to Minyan, but even if for whatever reason you can't get to Minyan in a neighborhood, you should daven at the latest and try to daven at the same time. It happens to be a good thing to daven at the same time that the tzibur in the neighborhood is davening. Let's look at the Mishneh Brura right now. Go down to the Mishneh Brura. Sif Katan Aleph. Right? There's the Sif. Whenever I say Sif Aleph, that's the Sifim in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Those are the sections in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, Sif Katan is the Mishneh Brura. So, Sif Katan Aleph. La'avodos Bora, ki lekach nivra ha'adam. So, a person should be getting up with great, okay, alacrity at Zrizus, and like a lion, to go ahead and do this for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that is why a person was created. K'mosha Amar HaKosuv, like the Pesukim say, like the Pasuk says, Kol HaNikra B'Shmi U'Lechodi B'Rosiv. The Pasuk says, all who are called in my name and for my glory, that's how I created them. V'af Im Yisienu, now listen carefully, V'af Im Yasienu Yitzro. A person's Yetzahara comes and tries to tempt him, B'Chorev, in the winter, Loimar, saying, Eich tamod baboker ki akor gadol. How can I get up in the winter? It's so cold. It's cold. It's rainy. Oh, yashienu bakayitz. Or what will happen is that it will tempt you in the summer. Lomar eich tamod mitoscha v'adayin lo savata b'shasecha. The Yetzer will say to you, okay, how can, in the summer it'll say to you, how can you arise from your bed? You haven't had your full, share and fill of sleep. You should go ahead and yisgaber alav, v'al yishmalo. You have to go ahead and fight the Yetzer Hara and don't listen to it. Be strong. V'yachshov b'nafsho. And you should think to yourself as follows. Ilu hayanitzrach lamoy l'sharith abdei melach basav adam. A guy should imagine that if he had to stand and serve before a melech, a king of flesh and blood. How careful and zrizus, I guess they translate it as alacrity. Okay, but you guys know what zrizus means. You gotta push it. How careful and alacritous would you be? And you get up to prepare yourself to serve a melech basav adam. Ben benoshel kalvachomer. He has here a kol shekein and a kalvachomer. Ben kalvachomer. All the kalvachomers in the world. How much more so must he be careful, okay, lifnei melech malchei hamlachim kadosh baruch hu, to get up bezrizus and be careful. Set double alarms, triple alarms, the bomb alarm. My Rav, who passed away a couple of years ago, Zatzal, his family, he davened masikin for the past 50 years, and he used to have, the family used to say, he used to have what's called a bomb alarm. That used to get him up. It was the bomb alarm. Okay, you got to do what you got to do. All right, let's move weiter. Beis hashachar. So you should be ma'irer hashachar. Bishla kasav soy. In the shla, he writes, so usually means based on Kabbalah. Now, I just want to point out, the yeshivas and the Rosh Yeshiva throughout the previous generations have not really pushed the idea of getting up and being waking up the shachar and davening vasikin, even though it's even more than an ideal, because as we're going to see going on, that the most critical thing is that you should be able to be practically Oved Hashem properly and get the proper amount of sleep. And the halacha allows, as we see, the Rama says, for you to get up when the tzibor is getting up and to gauge yourself properly. But something down the line, down the line, it is definitely an ideal to strive for. It's more than just as rizus, is an Indian, okay, of davening at Hanetz. And now the Shla writes, Al pi Kabbalah, l'chaber yom v'layla b'sayra o b'svila. It's an idea of joining day and night in Torah and Tfila. Hein ba'boker, hein ba'erev. Meaning you should be joining and fusing together the night and the day by learning before, davening before, and going into the day, going into the night. U'miyad kishi yisayra mishnaso. And immediately when a person wakes up, ve'ena rotze lishon, and he no longer wants to sleep, yitol yadav, a person has to go ahead and he has to wash negel vaser from the ruach ra, even if he is remaining in bed. Umikol shekein, and for sure, you should not stay with your hands unnegelvast without the tilas yadayim. Shelo yelech arba amos b'lidik tilas yadayim. You should not walk dalet amos without the tilas yadayim. V'tzarech ma'ol lizayir bazeh. And you have to be very, very careful regarding this. Uva zohar hakodosh maflig. And the zohar actually gets very serious. Avur zeh ba'onsho lima'od. He says the alpi kabbalah, there's a great onesh in this, in walking dalet amos without the tilas yadayim in the morning when you wake up. Ki hu mashal atzmo ruach hatuma, because he keeps upon himself ruach hatuma, the tuma. It's called ruach ra. We're going to see coming up that we wash our hands for three reasons in the morning. One is to get rid of the ruach ra. That has nothing to do with the bracha we make about tilas yadayim. And then we're going to see when we get to siman dalet that the bracha about tilas yadayim comes for actually machlokes, the Rosh and the Rajba, what the basis of the two other reasons for Netilas Yadayim. But here we're talking about Netilas Yadayim, nothing to do with the bracha, has to do with the ruach ra that is on the hands. Umikol makom chalila lavor shum isur avor chesron Netilas Yadayim. But then he goes on and he says, even though it's so important not to have the ruach ra on your hands and to make sure you wash negel vasa, and this is why many have their Netilas Yadayim right next to their beds to wash the Tilas Yadayim. We'll talk about why not everyone does this very soon. But he says, even if you are super makbid to go ahead and wash Negel Vasser immediately when you get up without walking Dalet Amos, Chas Shalom, you should be over in Isser because of not being able to do this in the Tilas Yadayim. Kigon, Latzor Atzmo Melahashtin Ayidezeh. You should not hold off. If you have to go and relieve yourself in the morning with an Isser to hold it in, you should not go ahead and do that in order to wash if you can't wash right away by your bed. O Likach Mayim Shehechin Chavero Abor Atzmo. Or if you have a roommate and you go ahead and you shouldn't steal his water, unless you know you can go ahead and fill up his Netilas Yadayim cup immediately, right away. And there are those that are over outright Yisurim, okay, because they're concerned for this, okay, issue of Ruach Ra. Obviously, halachos cannot be dispensed of in terms of outright Yisurim. Then he says, in Eira Shamayim Rechokim, now what happens if water is far away from a person? The Elo Mishi Karvan they love, and you do not have someone who can bring it to you. They tell the story of the Kleisenberger Rebbe, the Rebbe of Rav Asher Weiss, that he used to have people, if he didn't have water by him, they would to actually bring him water so he wouldn't walk Dalet Amos without the Netilas Yadayim. Anyway, Nagu Ktsas mi Balei Nefesh, so some would actually go ahead, Balei Nefesh, and they would Jeholchim Pachos Me Arba Amos. They, like on Shabbos, you don't walk a full Dalet Amos. If you're a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you walk two Amos and then two Amos. That's what they would do. They walk two Amos, stop, and then walk another two Amos, stop. So they wouldn't walk a full Dalet Amos with Ruach Ra on their hands. However, others say that that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is more that you shouldn't have it on your hands for that long. And therefore, the Kasav HaShari Tshuva al Zeh, the Shari Tshuva, that's by the way, you have it on top, on the left, the Shari Tshuva. He writes, the Lo Nehiri, it doesn't appear to him that that's what a person should do. You don't have water, it's adif yaiser sheyelchu b'merutza. It's better to run quickly, shalol ha'shoz ruach ra ha'yadav. Instead of walking two steps and stopping, okay, it's better to rush to go ahead and get the ruach ra off your hands. In other words, it's a chakira in what's pshat in Dalet Amos. Is pshat in Dalet Amos the time of Dalet Amos to walk, or is pshat in Amish is an isser in Dalet Amos? Anyway, these are all like chakiras in Kabbalistic ideas. Then he goes on and he says, and this is already the basis for that terim of many not to have the water next to their bed. And he says as follows, Yesh omrim dil inyin zeh arminan kula besa ka'arba amostami. There are those that say that there's a principle called kula besa, your whole house, literally means house, is like arba amos. And therefore, that's why people will, if it's in there, now by the way, besa, there are two pshatim in that. Does besa mean the whole house? Most understand besa means the room. If it's like in your room, you have a bathroom like next to your room or in your room. So that's what it means. The whole bias is like arba amos. Aval ein l'smoch al zeh. The Mishnah Berurah goes on and says one should not be somech on this ki im b'shas adchak. He's quoting here the Shari Tshuva, who's saying that unless it's a shas adchak, a pressing situation, you should not rely on this kula of dalet amos. So what's very interesting is that according to the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like what many of us do. And we rely on the idea that the whole house or the whole floor, let's say in the dorm, okay, is like one Dalet Amos. Seems like the Mishnah Berurah is saying that only if it's a Shas Adchak, but really, you're doing something seriously wrong if you go ahead and you have the opportunity and the ability to keep the Negelvas water next to your bed. So to this, the Poskim say as follows. Okay, the Poskim deal with it as follows. One is, as we just saw, there's this idea of the whole house is like Arba Amos. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying that, according to Shari Tshuva, who is saying that you should only be Somech on this, the Kula Besa Ka Arba Amos in the Shas Adchak. So there's a famous Gra brought down by Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, and it's brought down in the Halichas Shlomo that really adds to this Kula. Again, number one is that there is these sheets that hold that a whole room or bias is considered like Dalet Amos. Plus the fact that this halacha of Dalet Amos is not brought down anywhere in the Gemara. There's the Indian of washing for Ruach Ra is, but the idea of Dalet Amos, okay, is brought down by Kabbalah. But still, when Kabbalah is not connected halacha, and you see the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, and it's brought down in halacha, we have to try to keep it. So what the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach brings down, b'shem the Vilna Gaon, that there was this great Gert Tzedek, who at the time of the Gra was murdered and crucified, and according to the Gra, somehow the level of the Ruach Ra, even though there still is Ruach Ra, and you have to go ahead and wash your hands, you still have a Ruach Ra, you have to wash your hands for Ruach Ra, the level and the power of it is not the same, and therefore, combined with the fact that you have Kula Besa Ka'arba Amos, so this is a smach for the Olam who relies on this idea that you can go ahead and not keep the water next to your bed. Again, whether or not you should do this at yeshiva, I'm not paskening for anyone. That psak halacha lemaisa is for the Rosh Yeshiva. But again, many go ahead, and when they can, they are makbid to go ahead and have the negavasa next to the bed. But if you rely on those that are makil, even though the Mishnah Berurah says ki imish adat chak, they're based on the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and others, there is definitely room lahakel. Again, you know, what is considered kibesa is not such a simple thing. Is it the house? Is it the room? Is it the floor? That's also a shaila. So in terms of halacha lemaisa, you have to ask your posek, but that's the basic thread of the kula. This kula of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, we'll see, also is what's brought down in his name. Like, for example, you know, we'll see that the Ruach Ra, you're not supposed to touch food or your parts of your body that have like cracks or holes or chalalim. You shouldn't touch your eyes, your ears, your mouth, things like that before you wash negelvah. So we'll see that later on coming up based on the Ruach Ra, and you're not supposed to touch food. So they all ask, you know, you go to a makolet in Eretz Yisrael where there are Jews who have Ruach Ra and aren't from, and they're touching the fruit. How do we go ahead and get fruit without, you know, again, you should wash your fruit anyway, but let's say you didn't wash your fruit, but you have to worry about, you know, eating because there's Ruach Ra on the fruit. It's a good thing to wash your fruit, but Rav Shlomo Zalman again uses this and he says, you don't have to worry so much because once again, that power of Ruach Ra has been lessened and therefore you don't have that concern. And therefore he says, most Chilonim will at least wash their hands once, not three times. And therefore Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, if you wash your hands once, that will do enough to get rid of the Ruach Ra concern, legabe damaging your body. Even though you're supposed to wash three times to get rid of the Ruach Ra, in terms of its power and damage, that's where also he brings this up. Again, these are things that, you know, are sort of beyond my understanding when it gets to the areas of Kabbalah. You want to understand Kabbalah a little better, can shmuzer of glands. But again, I'm just bringing it up in terms of the halachah lemaisa of it. Let's move on there. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues on. If it comes that when a person wakes up at night, that he doesn't have water to wash his hands, shalosh pamim, three times, karaoi, like that's the way he's supposed to do it, lavi ruach hatuma, to get rid of the ruach hatuma, afal pikein chalilolo libatel midirei taira, mishum ze ad shiyayir ayoyim. So now comes the Mishnah Berurah, and again, this is all going to be discussed a lot more in detail when we get to Siman Dalet. If you look ahead to Siman Dalet in your Mishnah Berurah, you'll see that's where the Halacha of Atilas Yadayim comes in. But we're going to see that Als the Ruach Ra, there is no Isser of learning Torah based on having Ruach Ra on your hands. And there's no Isser of making Brachos based on having Ruach Ra on your hands. And therefore, let's say you don't have water, or you don't have enough water to go ahead and do three times on each hand, and you woke up in the middle of the night, and what else are you going to do? You're not going to sit there and get on your phone and stop looking on your phone. You want to learn Torah. You want to think about Torah. So what are you going to do? How can you do it? You have Ruach Ra. No. So to learn Torah, all you need to do is either yito ma'at, you just wash your hands, you know, a little bit, or you nake yadav b'chol midi demanki, or you can go ahead and clean your hands, rub your hands on certain surfaces, as we'll see what exactly you can do. You can rub it on wood, on different surfaces. You can rub your hands and things like that. The Yivarech, the Yilmad, and be able to make the bracha Birchas HaTorah and learn Torah. Kedin HaTalmud VaPoskim. We'll learn all about this much more in depth when we get to the halachos of Birchas HaTorah, the halachos of Tefillas Yadayim. This is all going to be very soon. We're going to have these halachos way before, okay, the end of the Zman. Everyone's going to keep it alive. Hopefully, Mitzvah Hashem, through, okay, Purim, Pesach, Yom Liyam, Poland, and Bein Hazmanim in America, Yoimi does not stop. Weiter, Mishnah Berurah Gimel, Shehat Sibor Mispalin, that Sibor Mispalin. So he says here, the Ramah, that even though ideally you should be waking up the morning, halacha lemaisa, you should not wait to daven past the time when the tzibur is davening. Again, bottom line, halacha lemaisa b'di'evad, you have until the end of Zman Tefillah, which we'll see coming up soon enough. But this is when a person should be makbid, to not daven later, even when he's not with the tzibur. Of course, you should daven if you can with the tzibur, but if for whatever reason you can't be davening with the tzibur, it shouldn't be later than the time the tzibur was balin. Hainu, afal pishalo yavar Zman Tefillah, he says. Even though it's not going to pass the Zman Tefillah. Mikomato mitzvah matzibur. It's a mitzvah to daven together at the same time when the tzibur is davening. Ayin lakam and sof sif katan tes. We'll see later on at the end more about this at the end of sif katan tes, where he talks about how important it is to actually get up earlier, a half hour or an hour before, to prepare yourself for davening. Let's move weiter. And now we only got a couple of minutes left, but we'll go quickly here. Now we come to the most powerful part of today's Yomi, and that is Haggah. This is what it's all about. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. A person has to, okay, go ahead and place Hashem before himself constantly. The Pasuk says, I have placed Hashem before me constantly. That's what a person should do. And this is a Klal Gadol B'Torah. Hu Klal Gadol B'Torah V'Malas HaTzadikim V'Sharochim V'Elokim. This is such an important principle. And among the virtues of the great tzaddikim who walk before Hashem, ki ein yeshivas ha'adam usnu asav asakav v'hu levado v'beso ki yeshivaso usnu osav v'asakav v'hu levnei melech gadol. Because a person, the way he sits, his movements, his activities, when he is alone in his house, is not like, is not the same as when he's sitting, all right, and his movements and activities, not the same when he's in the presence of a great king. We all know that. We all know that a person, when he's in the presence of a king, does not act the same way. But, right? A person has to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu awareness. And also, a person, in terms of the way he talks and the freedom in which he speaks, is so different when he's with his friends and family and relatives, and when he's in front of the melech. Kol sheken kishiyasim adam alibo, when a person, kal v'chomer, understands that he's before the melech ha-gadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem alok kol aretz kavodo, Hashem, right, is everywhere, Hashem's presence is everywhere, and he's omed alav, v'roa l'maisav, and he's there, watching everything that we do. Kamo shenemar, im yisaser ish v'mistarim, v'ani lo erena ne'um Hashem. Right? If a man hides in a secret place, Hashem says, would I not see him? Of course, right? This is the word of Hashem. Miyad, when he thinks like this, Miyad yagia ilav hayira v'achna v'pachar Hashem yisbarach uvoshko b'meno tamid. Immediately, when he thinks like this, a person will have humility and trepidation of Hashem, and he will constantly be have boshes and bashfulness before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Finishing up right here, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sipkat on Dalit at Tzadikim, Dahainu Shi Yitzar Benavsho Tamid, Eich Shehu Omeid Levnei Hashem Yizbarach. A person has to go ahead and before himself see that Hashem is there, Eich Shehu Omeid Levnei Hashem Yizbarach, Yekadosh Baruch Hu Melo Kol Aretz Kavado, Yekadosh Baruch Hu fills the world, V'kasu V'shem Ari, and instead of the name of the Ari, She Yishayer Shem Avoya Tamid, Neged Einav Benikud Yira. The Ari said that a person should try to see Hashem, the Shem Hashem, in front of his eyes with the Nikudos of Yira. That's Yudke Vavke, with those Nikudos. Vizeu Sod Shibisi Hashem the Nagi Tamid. The Ari says somehow you should envision seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Shem Hashem, before you. Vizet Toelas Gadol Le'inyan Ayira. And this is a big Toelas. People used to make menoros of cloth, menoros of parchment, mitsuyarim, drawn out, laniach, to put in their sidurim. They'd write inside these cloth, Shivisi Hashem, Arba Osios Ushar Shemos. They write the name of Hashem and other shemos of Hashem. Umenera kazeh ha'isa nikras b'shem shivisi. They call this menorah shivisi. V'atamu, what was the reason? B'kdeishi yeniska shalol asiach sika b'teila b'tocha tefila me'emas Hashem. So people would remember not to talk about shtus during and other things during davening. However, kasa b'shem shari tshuva b'shem tuas shor sheroi lezor chaya lebatel minag. But the shari tshuva said you should get rid of this minag. Why? Ki al pi rov eina mishamas aklaf karoiv dishapena barosh kol chutzos. He says you have to get rid of this minag because what's going to happen is chas v'shalom. What's going to happen is people are going to go ahead and lose this klaf, where the klaf's going to get erased and it's going to have Shem Hashem on it, and it's going to have Shem Hashem getting erased. The gam kamapadim bali de michikas Hashem. Hashem's name's going to get erased. V'nir de menorahs hagdolos. And these big menorahs that are mitsuyoros al klaf, these big menorahs that are drawn out on a klaf, on parchment shekovim, they put up in the base of Knesset, lefnei ha'amud, next to the yamud with the baltila davin, tachas tavla shel zchuchis, under a glass covering, ein shayach bezet tam. That's okay. Less lumba. You're not going to have this problem of it erasing because it's covered with a glass. Ad kam l'shono. He says, ha'akovin ba'amud below tavla, but if they put this parchment up by the yamud without a covering, you should stop them. Yesh l'mchos b'yadam. Because what's going to happen is there's always like candles that are by the amud that would go and it would cross out the Shem Hashem. But the point is, these were different things that people would do to have Shivisi Hashem Negdi Tamid during davening. And the Ari talks about having Shem Hashem in front of you. However, we will see tomorrow, because I want you to be, I'm already late, we'll see tomorrow that the Mr. Brewer and the Baralach is going to give us a practical way of Shivisi Hashem Negdi Tamid by having a stance of the Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidiyos. We'll see that tomorrow.